Hello Beauty, yes you. Join me, host Joyce Platon, as I chat with today's beauty, wellness, and lifestyle visionaries. Let's discover their motivating journey together as I merge my love for the art and my passion in revealing one's true inner beauty.
To help spread the word of positive inner beauty, I invite you to please subscribe, rate, 5 stars would be lovely, and leave a review on Hello Beauty. This makes it easier for people to find the podcast. Thanks and enjoy this episode. Welcome to Hello Beauty, the podcast where we dive deep into the world of beauty and uncover the stories behind the most captivating brands and personalities. I'm your host, Joyce Platon, and today we have the pleasure of embarking on an olfactory journey with a true luminary in the world of perfumery. Joining us is Yvonne Jacqueline, the esteemed president of Parfums de Marly, a prestigious fragrance house revered for its exquisite scents that evoke timeless elegance and sophistication. With a keen eye for craftsmanship and a deep appreciation for the art of fragrance, Yvonne has led Parfums de Marly to international acclaim, captivating the senses of fragrance enthusiasts around the globe. In this episode, we'll explore the captivating world of perfumery through Yvonne's expert lens. From the inspiration behind Parfums de Marly's iconic fragrances to the meticulous craftsmanship that goes into each bottle, Yvonne will share the secrets behind the brand's success and offer insights into the ever-evolving landscape of luxury fragrance. Whether you're a seasoned fragrance aficionado or simply curious about the magic of scent, this episode promises to enchant and inspire, inviting you to indulge in the art of olfactory storytelling with Parfums de Marly. So sit back, relax, and prepare to awaken your senses as we embark on this aromatic adventure with Yvonne Jacqueline, right here on Hello Beauty. Well, welcome to Hello Beauty, Yvonne.
Thank you. Thank you for the invite. Joyce, it's such a pleasure to share with you my passion and have this conversation. I can't wait.
I'm super excited to learn more about you, your background, and of course, Parfums de Marly, and how you're associated with this luxurious and amazing brand. To start it off, Parfums de Marly has a rich history and heritage inspired by the 18th century French equestrian culture. Yeah. Can you share with us the story behind the brand and how its unique identity is reflected in its fragrances?
Absolutely. So, well, first, let me introduce myself quickly. So I'm Yvonne Jacqueline. I'm the president of Americas, working with Parfums de Marly 13th year already. So it's been over 12 years. So I started, we were really a baby brand. It has been a fabulous journey. I'm the luckiest person and president on earth working it's a passion job. So yeah. I met Julien Sprecher, our founder and creator, a bit over 12 years ago. He was so passionate and such an amazing person that after 40 minutes conversation, I was in my office for my previous job and I was convinced we'll work together. And so 3 days after, we had a lunch and then I started the adventure. And since then, it has been a fantastic journey, a great adventure. I have opened over 35 countries and developed the brand. And I came in US 5 years and a half ago to start our subsidiary and build this amazing market. And here I am. And 5 years after, we are one of the fastest growing brands, third largest brand of the haute perfumery world, and having a amazing success story. So it's always great to work with success. You know, it is a process and the struggle. And really have been a fabulous, fabulous experience that I would not change for anything. And then to come back to your question and the Parfums de Marly DNA. So when Julien Sprecher created Parfums de Marly, he felt that there was a real opportunity to create and develop a brand based on the historical French know-how to create haute perfumery and using natural ingredients and in majority and having a strong DNA, strong statement linked with the history. And, you know, today, And since many years already, the perfumery world is going towards more and more synthetic molecules, and the brands using natural essence and paying tribute to this know-how, you can count them on one hand. And that's really the strength and of the brand and what make us stand out in a way compared to what people are doing. Mm-hmm. So I'm not judgmental there. You can do beautiful perfume, synthetic and so on. It doesn't mean we are better, but we have a very strong identity. And the link with the French history was obvious in a way that, you know, in the 18th century, Louis XV revolutionized mm-hmm. the perfume world.
Wow.
There is a before and there is an after. So before, people used to wear perfume as well. Like mm-hmm. Louis XIV, the Sun King, was known to wear a lot of perfume. But back in time, the hygiene was terrible. You know, he's known to have taken one bath in his life. So you can imagine. And not because they didn't want to wash themselves, because back in time, water used to carry so many diseases. Mm-hmm. So they were using solution like vinegar to mm-hmm. wash themselves and having very strong perfume refinement mm-hmm. in the perfume world. And then from the 18th century with Louis XV, engineering improved a lot and the hygiene as well. And Louis XV were, we can say, a poor politician. The revolution happened shortly after him, but he was someone who kept two amazing traces in history. Mm-hmm. One is the perfume world, revolutionized the perfume world, and the second one, he revolutionized the equestrian world as well.
Oh, wow.
So our brand is in Perfume de Marly is paying tribute to both king passions. So let's start with the equestrian world, and then we'll dive in the fragrance world. But equestrian world, Louis XV was the first to breed it pure Arab horses with European horses. Wow. European horses are taller and muscly, and Arab horses are very dynamic, small, shorter, but beautiful. And today, 90% of the horses racing today have the same DNA than this breed.
Wow.
And there were in the Marly Castle, in Chateau de Marly, there were over 2,000 horses. You had pool for the horses' well-being. It was very much advanced and in a way really revolutionized the equestrian world. And that is why all our name, perfume name, I named from famous horses from back in time or breed to pay tribute to the king passion. And then the more importantly, the perfume world. So there is really a before and an after. So Louis XV created Grasse, you know, the heart of the perfumery, the small city near Cannes that is the heart of the French perfumery has been developed under Louis XV. And he was the first king having his own master perfumer based in Chateau de Marly, in Marly mm-hmm. Castle.
Mm-hmm.
And Jean Favron was creating fragrances on a daily basis for the court, the queen, the courtesans. And as today, when Jennifer Lopez is wearing Delina, everybody wants to wear Delina. Mm-hmm. Back in time, as soon as the king and the queen were wearing a new mm-hmm. fragrance, all the courtesans wanted to buy the same fragrance and so on. So we consider this era as the beginning of the modern perfumery as we know it today, where people started to wear perfume as an object of seduction, of fashion, of trend, of statement. And this is from that time as well that all European courts started to order their perfume in Paris.
Mm.
Before that was in Germany with the Eau de Cologne. And then if today the Made in France is still so important in the perfume world, this is thanks to Louis XV.
Oh, wow.
So if you want paying tribute to such a beautiful era, give us a lot of responsibility towards the way we create perfume and give us a very strong personality. So it's not only a marketing point of view, it's more a statement in the way we create the fragrances using, as I told you, majority of natural essence, and in a modern way, we do use as well some synthetic molecules to add up that will play a role, because synthetic allow us to play with like 2,000 new scents that the nature can get you, because many scents you cannot get at a natural stage, like the fruit or like the lychee in Delina is a synthetic because you cannot get the smell out of a lychee. So, but all the flowers, the wood, the vanilla will always be from Madagascar and natural. And so the spine and the heart of our creation will be the best natural essence that we can source around the world.
I love that. Everything sounds so dreamy. And I feel like once I've experienced the flagship store in Beverly Hills, all of what you describe really exudes the luxurious, but ethereal, but also natural aspect and persona of Parfums de Marly. And it's just all of those attributes are very defined in the brand. And then it's something that can be applied to every person and every personality.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Absolutely. And the boutiques we try to represent this DNA. So you have some, it's like a modern Haussmannian apartment, like very Parisian vibes with as well some decoration element from the 18th century, from the castle.
Yes.
And it's really a tribute to a way of living, way of creating in a modern way, in a today's way.
I know if listeners have the chance to visit the flagship store in Beverly Hills, it's really beautiful. It feels inviting because I know there are some luxurious perfume stores that you feel like it's too expensive. Mm-hmm. So that wards off potential clients or customers. But with Parfums de Marly, I just feel like what you said, it's kind of like the modern touch French vibe, but also with the apartment aesthetic. It's something that you would probably see in a, you know, very expensive neighborhood in New York, but you still feel homey at the same time in it. And that's the inviting nature of the brand.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We really wanted that vibes. I wanted to really to use this flagship as a place where people can come anytime, spend great time. So we have two levels, as you saw. The top floor is dedicated for master classes and experimentation experience, and anyone can book private session in the boutique and spend the time. You know, we are living today in a world where everybody is busy and racing and so on. And I love the idea to have that when they come in our boutique, the clock is stopping and they take the time to discover, to have a drink, a glass of champagne, and really take the time to dive in this beautiful world. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I love that. Before your time with Parfums de Marly, have you always been in the world of perfumery? Or
absolutely not. I was in the retail business. I was a general manager and of department stores. So I used to sell some perfume as well in my stores, but I was not. No, it's really random luck that we had someone we knew in common, and when they needed someone to lead the business and help to develop the brands, and that's how I get my number, and we instantly match together, and it was like obvious that we start this adventure. And you see, 13 years after, I'm still there.
Yeah, it sounds super organic, and I love that. What motivates you to continue innovating and expanding the brand's reach in the industry?
You know, it's a passion. So Julien is working on the creation nonstop. It's always we are calling each other every day, talking, and it's always great to work on innovation, to work in different direction. And there is something that Julien has built, which is really outstanding. It's not me to say, but every creation add up something different. So we'll have some very fresh and uplifting creation from more super complex and niche. And so anyone who enter in our collection potentially should fall in love with three or four of our creation and eventually dislike the others at some point. That's really this consistency and the wild offering towards the creation is something we are very proud of, and that our clients love that. That's why we have so many clients that collection and start with one and move and keep collecting, because each and every perfume will send different messages and different feelings and add up for opportunity for different moment and of the year, of the day, and so it's limitless. So we don't try to follow any trend. The way we are creating is really with our guts and passion, trust. We don't do customer testing session or whatever. It's pure freedom into the creation, and just goes with our heart and see how it goes, you know.
I love that. Yeah, no, to add on to what you're saying, perfume is often considered as an art form. So it sounds like the role of creativity really plays a big part in developing the unique and memorable sense of Parfums de Marly.
Yeah. And, you know, we are considered as, I don't like the word, but we are called like niche brand. What could be interesting is to define the difference between a prestige brand and a niche or haute perfumery brand. Because you can find very good prestige perfume too. You know, it's not because we are more expensive that we are necessarily better. Yes. But for me, the only important difference on top of the quality of the creation is the freedom towards the creativity. You know, the main house or prestige brands, they have to sell millions of bottles and please almost everyone. So they won't be risk taker, because they have everybody, almost everyone has to like it, and they will have the volume with the marketing and so on. And then this is their business model. When you talk about haute perfumery or niche, we don't want everyone to like a creation. We hope that few thousand will love our creation, and millions of people will maybe even not know it, but that's fine. That's a luxury working for niche or haute perfumery houses. We can take risk. We have some creation that we know before we release them that they won't be mass appealing, but they are extraordinary in the way they are built and structured, and they will appeal to few thousands connoisseurs that will love it to death. And as we can sometimes as well build something like Delina that will be more mass appealing and that people will love and will be more easy access and be eventually very successful. But the freedom towards a creation is really what makes us stand out.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Parfums de Marly is renowned for its commitment to craftsmanship and high quality ingredients, as you mentioned. Can you share some insights into the meticulous process of creating a fragrance from conception to production? You could just give like a highlight of it.
Okay. It's a very long process. So the first thing you should understand is... From the time we get Julien get a lead, we call that a lead. So working with a perfumer. So first we'll give a brief with a lot of emotions, some guidance in towards the spine we would like to use and the impact we would like to have. And then the chemist will work on different leads, different possibilities. And then at first we'll be looking for a hook or something that we say, okay, yeah, that's where we want to go. And then Julien will remove everything around this hook and rebuild in the way he want to build it. So it's really a very strong partnership between between Julien Sprecher and the perfumer. That's why we use different perfumers, because we don't want our brain to be the reflect of one perfumer.
Oh, that's interesting.
The reflect of what Julien Sprecher has in his mind and the vision he has. So it's really a very strong collaboration. Actually, we end up having very strong friendship and relationship with the perfumer that we are successful working with, because it's something very intense. And you need to get along together strongly, to understand each other, to almost to love each other, that you can come up with the great result. And so this process, from the time we get the lead to the time you will see the products on the shelf, takes 3 to 4 years at minimum.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And you have to understand that most of the leads we never achieve it. So most of the time we give it up. We try every opportunity. If you are not fully convinced, we are not fully in love and perfect projection, lasting power, emotion, then you have tried every angle and unfortunately doesn't work, then we give up. So most of the leads never happen.
That's crazy.
So it's a difficult job that he has, because you have to say no very often, most of the time, to great perfumers, to great people, because what's important is not to have any compromise.
Yes.
With your identity, what you want to create. And Julien is absolutely incredible in that direction. And so we just launched Perseus last month or this month.
I love it. It's actually my current favorite right now.
In 4 years, we were working on it. So it's it's a very long process. And again, what's important, and our perfumer know that all the spines, the noble ingredients have to be natural. And make it even more complex, because natural ingredients are kind of alive. So it's not as stable as a synthetic molecule can be. But we are convinced there is some magic going on, more depthness and more. Something unique. And one factor which is extremely important to understand is the more natural a creation is, the more it will smell different on every skin.
Yeah.
And the more synthetic it is, the more it will smell the same on every skin.
Oh, interesting.
And because with the natural ingredients, the pH of your skin will become part of the creation and will twist it on your in your personal way. Most of the time, it's great. Sometimes it can be eventually deceiving, because your chemistry doesn't work with this particular creation. That's fine. Move on. You will find something amazing on you. But so that's a very, very important difference. And that's why all of our creations smell so different on so many people. And that's why you don't have the feeling that you smell them at every corner, or everyone is the same than you. And that's awesome. So, you know, to have your own olfactive signature, that's a best luxury factor.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of using natural essence.
I love that. I also noticed when wearing Perseus throughout the day, I think I smell different from the morning till the afternoon and the night. So again, it's one of those things, aside from me loving the scent to begin with, I don't get tired of the smell, because it changes throughout the day, or even maybe if it's cold or warm.
It evolves. It's a travel on the skin even, and towards the day. And it's very interesting. And again, it will smell different on everyone. I smell it on so many people already. And on some people will be more fruity, more creamy, and some other more citrusy or woody. And it goes in different directions from one skin to another, which is amazing. I love that.
I love it too. Yeah. You mentioned that Parfums de Marly doesn't follow trends, but you know, the perfume industry is constantly evolving. How does Parfums de Marly adapt to stay relevant in the market?
We don't follow trend because when you start to follow trend, like you start to be to narrow down yourself in the creation. So you limit yourself. So we don't want to limit ourselves to what creativity. And after, it's just trust your passion, your guts, your direction. And Julien always asks himself when he creates a new scent is, it has to add up something to the collection, to go in a different direction. Like Perseus, we didn't have prior in the collection a blast of freshness or a fragrance that very uplifted, that give you this positive energy, this positive blast when you wake up and you want to just to have a positive vibe surrounding you, put a smile on your face and enjoy your day and be this positive factor element during the day. And that's really the kind of emotion that we wanted to propose and that we didn't have in our collection. So it's a true add-up. And again, each and every scent will send different message. And I always tell my customers and my team as well, is what part of your personality do you want to highlight today?
I love that.
We are very complex. Okay. We are not singular. We have some sexy aspects. We have sometimes we need to stand out, or you want to please everyone, or you want to seduce, or you want to be super professional. And so you have so many reasons to highlight different parts of your personality. And the first question, when you have selected something you love, because the first and only criteria that matter is not the brand, is not the price, is that you have to be in love with the scent. You need very strong emotional connection.
Yeah, then I agree.
There is no mistake in the perfume world. As long as you love it, nobody can tell you, I don't like it. Yeah, but I love it, so it's fine. And that's the first and only criteria that matter. And then after, when you start to build your collection of different kind of perfume, different that project, different messages, the question is, okay, almost who do I want to be today? Or what kind of messages do I want to send? Or eventually, how do I feel? What do I need personally that will make my day better, my mood better, my confidence better, whatever it is? And that's infinite. And that's really the beauty of the we call that the power of the invisible.
With increasing awareness of sustainability and ethical practices, how does Parfums de Marly prioritize these aspects in its operations and product offerings?
That's a very important subject. Actually, we started years ago to have that in mind, and that's why I love my Julien and my boss so much. Is someone that is connected with the nature, is passionate. We call him sometimes Wikipedia because he knows everything and everything. Yeah. So, and he's so sensitive with the planet, with the nature, with animals, in true connection with life. And so years ago, really 3-4 years ago, we started to work on making sure we end up with a negative carbon footprint. Okay. Let's not lie to ourselves. Every businesses generate pollution, travel for the good, and so on. So have a negative carbon footprint on the planet. Whatever the business, just name it.
Yeah.
So the first procedure we did 4 years ago was to estimate the damage that eventually our business was generating on the planet and take after the necessary actions to compensate positively the eventual negative impact that our business of creating perfume might have on the planet. So So first action that we took was to work with an organization that is supporting the forest, you know, the reforestation. So in Brazil, so we have planted over 200,000 trees already.
But oh, not incredible. Only,
yeah, but not only, we are as well having a partnership with the village and the population to as well, because, you know, the number one factor that they cut trees and that we lose forest and every day is because they need the land to cultivate and grow whatever potatoes or whatever it is. So there is as well a whole educational program where actually we teach them how to have some cultures going on under the canopy of the trees, and you have many possibilities to grow vegetables and so on under the canopy with a bit of knowledge and a bit of selection of how to develop. And because it's not just to plant trees, if at the same time you have even more trees that are cut and stuff, so then it's a lot of fight, you know. So it's a whole approach that to make it sustainable, that all the trees we are planting, there is as well program to develop a culture underneath the trees canopy. And so that's the first action that we have taken. And after, of course, we are working actively as well on our products. Last year, we just changed our packaging with using materials that are more green friendly.
Yes.
We change as well. We used to use, you know, the alcohol, which were synthetic. Now we use natural from beetroot alcohol, which is much better for the planet. We are working on having a refill for our body cream, to have refill, to have to avoid. Well, so it's a 360 approach that we have, and we'll never do enough. But the great thing is we took the party pre to start very early in that direction, and we continue to do so. And the great thing is the more successful we are, is the more we are doing in that direction. So that's great, and that's very important. And I think encourage every business owners to go in that direction.
Yes, more reasons to love Parfums de Marly.
Oh, yeah, but you see, that's something that we believe we have to do as human being, but that's not really an element that we want to market. That's a must. We believe that's a must, but we don't want it to become necessarily a marketing. So buying Parfums de Marly because they are green, so on. It's like when you do charity and you make an advertising out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You guys are just very genuine about it, because that's part of our responsibility as a human being.
But you know, we'll never do enough. So that's really something that matter a lot, and we'll continue to do so quietly. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's good. I love it. As someone deeply involved in the world of fragrances, do you have any personal favorite scents from Parfums de Marly, and what makes them special to you?
No, I don't think you have kids already, but you are asking me what, well, which one of your kids you prefer. It's not the answer. I love so many of them, and again, the challenge is they are very different. And in their style, in their olfactive family, they are incredible. So, of course, as an individual, I have some I wear more often that I have emotional very strong emotional connection with, like Pegasus. Pegasus is the silver bottle, and we launched it 10, 11 years ago, I think.
Oh, wow.
It's still growing. It's still standing out. It's a work around almond and vanilla. So it really stands out. It's very sensual. But people are still surprised, because it doesn't smell like anything. Still today, it has very modern touch. And people, when you wear that, people say, oh, what are you wearing? Mm-hmm. What's going on? You know, it's not just like, oh, you smell good. No, it's like, wow. And so I love to wear Pegasus when I meet with journalists or when I want to make an impression. And it's a creation that helps the brand to exist, to grow, to be successful. Yeah, you know, so 10 years ago, we were so tiny. And so I love Pegasus, and it will always be in my heart. Mm-hmm. But lately, we have done a creation, which Julien has done a true masterpiece with this one, and it's Altane, the green one.
Oh yeah, I think I've smelled that in the store. So good, yeah.
Which is really unisex. We have so many women who enjoy it too, and I think it's a masterpiece because it has every element you are aiming from a fragrance. So at first, you have it's very versatile, very appealing, it's fresh, it's inviting. So you have natural bergamot, clary sage, lavender, easygoing. Again, at first sniff, it's like, you know, it's very cool. But then you have a bridge with soft leather and praline. That warm it up, make it sensual and sexy, warm. And then you go again down with precious wood and a touch of natural wood that makes you stand out and give a lot of volume to the creation. So the balance between the opening, the heart, the bass.
Oh, I love that. It's like a performance in a way when you enter the room.
Incredible. It's just incredible. I can't stop spraying it on me. I love it. And that's very personal. Some people tell me, "Oh, me, I don't like." Fine, it's a world of freedom. But I think
I need to try this again on myself. Yeah, and try it out for the whole day.
As you mentioned, it's a real travel. So it's hours after hours. It becomes more and more creamy and sensual, and it's addictive. It's absolutely beautiful. So this one I really love. What else? So many Altair that we have launched 6 months ago. It's a bourbon vanilla, very sensual. So it's more evening or winter scent that you feel comforted, you feel pretty handsome, and in your comfy zone. You know that you feel at peace, happy. It has a great projection, and it's as well a beautiful creation. And then in the woman world, I really adore Delina Exclusive. I call her the troublemaker. That when I smell it around, it's like, wow, it's sensual, it's loud, it's really, really beautiful. Yeah,
it's very distracting, but in a good way, because it really catches your attention.
Yeah, but again, I'm able to love. Complex creation like Altane, and today I'm wearing Perseus, and because I love the boost of positivity, of brightness, and so I love going out of my bed, spray Perseus for me is a magical moment. I love that, and then at night I'm going to spray something a bit more bold and in a different direction, and that's really the beauty is to build a perfume wardrobe that. For depending on how you feel and who you meet and what message I want to send, how do I want to be perceived, and so on, is to build a collection in different olfactive world.
I like that perfume wardrobe. I don't think I've heard of that yet.
That's really something that, you know, to us, perfume, to wear extraordinary perfume is really a life game, positive life game changer.
Change
your mood, it makes you feel confident, makes you feel special, give you positive energy. It's so important during our day. You know, we have a lot of pressure, we're working, we have some sad day, bad day, we are tired, we have headache, we are happy, it's such a roller coaster for everyone life that to wear something that makes sense to you, that you feel you are in love, and give you this positive energy is so important. So I always invite people to go to quality, to what they love, not based on who is wearing what, not based on how much is it. Yes, can be expensive, but quality is so much better than quantity.
Yeah,
and everyone can afford an extraordinary perfume. And it's better to buy one every 2 years than to buy five every year that doesn't have this emotional connection with you, or this impact that you really feel like you're an important person and that you treat yourself. And those elements are so important in our day-to-day life.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah. I used to not be a perfume wearer because the usual perfume brands that I would try, or maybe like what you said, are trendy. It would really irritate my nose, and I just didn't like how it smelled on me. And also the people around me, like my boyfriend, for example, and my friends, would feel allergic towards my scent. But upon you saying Parfums de Marly, I tested it out one time when you guys sent me a perfume, which I super adored, and I felt like very lucky and fortunate to receive one. But I tested it out. I didn't say anything. I wore it, sprayed it on, you know, on me. And then my boyfriend just came along, was around me, and he's like, "You smell good." So that's like a good feedback, because usually he's very sensitive to scents. I am too. But the feedback was more positive. I didn't get any, you know, negative feedback. No one's like, "Oh, it's too strong for me." Yeah, or, you know,
I do get that, you know, in a, we all stand in at a different state in our olfactive journey, depending on. So of course, it's been 12 years, I smell 20 perfumes every day, and so based on that, my taste evolved, my ability to understand the perfume and so on evolved completely. So I'm not wearing today the same kind of perfume that I used to wear 10 years ago, but that is true for everyone. So if you didn't grow up surrounding by perfume, or having education around that, or simply culturally, you have different culture. Like in Middle East, they love to have very loud, to wear very loud perfume and to invade the room. In some other cultures, they would prefer to have something not too strong, but in a 1 meter or circle around you, but not to impose too much to others, and so on. And that makes total sense. And what matters is to keep open-minded. You know, sometimes I hear some customers saying, "Oh, I don't like this, I don't like that, I like that." And then we dive in and they end up acquiring something completely different than what they thought. So they don't know necessarily what they love, what they like. And it's a pity to limit yourself. If I had an advice, is It's a journey. So you start, of course, you buy something you love on this moment, and then you can continue to discover a new smell, a new creation, and new possibilities. And then step by step, you will evolve in different directions that would be completely different than what you love today.
And
you need to keep curious and adventurous in a way.
I agree.
But that's great. And, you know, that's why you have so many different perfumes, and it's limitless, and you will always have some people who love it, some people who dislike it, some people who agree, disagree, and that's fine. Again, it's a world of freedom. And what matters is you enjoy and wear some scent that you fall in love with. And that's really matter.
Yeah, like what you said, maybe we haven't discovered that scent yet that really applies to us and that we connect with, because that's what happened with me with, you know, I've tried many perfume brands, but I feel like Parfums de Marly lately is really what caught my attention. Well, and good. I'm very obsessed with, same thing with food, right? You know, some people are like, "Oh, I don't like this kind of food," but maybe because they haven't tried the authentic type of version of that food. Yeah. Like, for example, like sushi, absolutely. A lot of people are not really into fish, but if you go to Japan and eat the sushi from Japan, it's amazing. It's very different.
It's keep being curious. And it's funny, this part. I have so many customers that tell me, "Oh, I have allergy, I have that," and so on. And at the end, they are very fine with our creation. To be fully transparent with you, I'm not sure why, but like Delina or some scent we have, people tell me, oh, I have allergy or I have headache and so on, they always say, oh, thank you so much. I enjoy it so much. I have no problem with it. Or is it because we have a lot of natural? Is it, I don't know, because theoretically, synthetic is more friendly than some natural essence. So, but that is true that I have a lot of clients that just wear Deli now, just wear Cassili, because I find something. I have no headache. Everybody love it. I'm good with it. It's not overpowering. It's just perfect. And I get compliment. But why this and not the other? To be honest, technically, I'm not sure. I'm not sure, but I'm glad.
Yeah, I love that.
I'm super happy that the same for you.
Yeah.
And, but you will see. Don't worry. No pressure. You know, again, your taste will evolve. You will, if you have, you smell and keep trying to try different creation, and then you will evolve, and it will be better and better, and you will be surprised that within 5 years from now you will wear super complex creation. And
I love it. It's
a beautiful journey.
Yeah, it's an exciting journey. Well, here at Hello Beauty, we have a philosophy, and it's say hello to the beauty in you. What advice can you give to those who are trying to discover their beauty within?
Yeah, beauty within is, you know, first of all, you are all beautiful. You are all handsome. And, you know, the appearance is important today. Too much important, I believe. And the soul, the what is inside you, the beautiful person you are inside you, is what is very important to me. And you know, we live with social media, with the Instagram, TikTok, and so it's all about the way we appear, and less the way we are as a person. And that's why I love the perfume so much, and the power of the invisible, which trend to lose its importance more and more. And people believe that the image or what I show is more important than what I live. So first of all is trust yourself. My first advice is be the person you want to be with your soul, your heart. And be true to yourself and trust your gut. Trust your gut, trust your judgment. And I think that's the best way to feel a beautiful person. That would be my advice.
I agree 100%. Thank you for that. Before we wrap up, could you share with our listeners where they can find you and or Parfums de Marly online?
Online, you know, we are working with some big department stores, Nordstrom, Neiman Marcus, Bloomingdale, Saks. They're great partners, so you can always experience in those stores all our creation. Of course, we have a World 2 boutique, which I really recommend you put 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hours in your agenda, dive in, enjoy with the team and so on. We have a great team and they are as passionate as I am. And then we have a perfumesdemarly.com where you can find all our creation. And it's always very easy to get with efficiency any of your creation. But really, I would recommend you to try to experience it and to take the time to try them on you, to see how it grow. And it's that's why the retail network is so important, and that's why we're working only with partners that allow us to have our staff, first of all, which is trained, which is as passionate, that is very knowledgeable, and voilà, to take the time to dive in, to discover, to try different things, crazy things, and experience it. You know, it's all about feeling and experiencing and treating yourself and voilà. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I love it. Thank you so much for your time, Yvonne. I had such a great time learning more about you and, of course, Parfums de Marly.
Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure, Joyce, to spend this time with you. Thank you.
Thank you.